8 years ago, the US premium cable TV network HBO took a big gamble. It devoted an enormous amount of money to a fantasy series previously only known by big fans of the genre. When the show started, some saw it as bawdy, extremely violent, and a soap opera. Since then, it's become the biggest and most popular drama on television. It's won awards almost every year since it started. And on Monday, Game of Thrones, yes, that's what we're talking about, is back for its eighth and final season.
I know death. He's got many faces. I look forward to seeing this one.
They're coming. Our enemy doesn't tire. Doesn't stop. Doesn't feel.
That's a build-up. If ever I heard one, Michael Bodie is our TV reviewer. Michael, hello there.
G'day, Fran.
Game of Thrones was missing from the screens last year after regularly putting out a season every year.
Yeah.
What's it been doing in that time?
Building suspense, I think. And they had to write it as well. So as the series has gone on, it's sort of diverged more and more from George R. R. Martin's novels. So this last series is basically, they're not from the novels. So along the way, it's been interesting watching people be surprised by the death and bloodshed and characters being written off. But they were sort of in the book. But now it's its own thing. And these will be, what happens in this series will be in his next two novels, apparently. So they've spent a lot of time on it because these are cinematic TV series. This is the game-changing thing that it's done. It's sort of, so the originally in the years ago, the difference between TV and cinema was essentially the TV camera didn't move, the cinema camera moved. And that sort of changed a little bit. But then there was also TV was episodic and not novelistic. So it didn't sort of really, it wasn't as dramatic over longer periods as it since became after The Sopranos and The Wire and stuff like that. So Game of Thrones has got both that. It's become cinematic in its camera moving and it's a novelistic drama. But it's become cinematic in everything else, like budget, visual effects, production design, and it's just changed the game for TV.
There's massive anticipation, I know, amongst fans for this final season. They're heartbroken that's final, but they're looking forward to it. But they're only going to get six episodes.
They're all just beyond an hour, apparently. The finale is about 70, 80 minutes. They're working on prequels, so this is not the end of Game of Thrones.
Right.
There will be more Game of Thrones. I mean, it's been so successful. Hollywood doesn't give up, doesn't sort of put the cue in the rack and say, that was great, let's move on to the next new thing.
It's got hugely broad appeal, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
What do you put that down to?
Well, I think fantasy's always been popular. If you look at the top films of all time, they're science fiction, fantasy stuff. I don't know. I think the novels, they're quite adult. It's very political and Machiavellian, and the violence is pretty violent. So I haven't let my teenagers watch it because it's pretty gory, although my son probably has watched it on the sly somewhere.
Okay.
But, I think it's just got the escapism, and I was thinking about it on the way in. Is escapism a thing for this time? Is that why it's connected with people? I think there might be a sense of that we do need something so divorced from reality that we can dive into.
Certainly a lot of people have loved it for a long time now.
Yeah.
And you're going to get it, I think, Monday night, isn't it? Monday?
Monday, same time as the US, and you can get it streaming on Foxtel now if you sign up for that too, if you don't want to do the full Foxtel package.
Okay. You're particularly happy this week because you had the return of Veep, which is one of your favourites last week, and now this week Alan Partridge is back with a series called This Time.
Well, this was another one who's been away for a while. Alan Partridge, back in the day in the late 90s, he was sort of this thing in the UK, this parody of a British TV personality that wasn't shown here. I think Channel 7 was the first to show his series, and it was years after the tapes had been passed around Melbourne. I remember in the comedy scene, it was like the Holy Grail was the Alan Partridge tapes. And over the last 20 years, Alan Partridge, this character, has come in and out of our lives in different status. So he was a BBC TV personality whose career went under, and most recently he was doing digital radio in Norwich.
Norwich? All right, okay.
He's done Norwich. I think he's in Norfolk now. But this series, he's back on TV. This is a BBC series. He's back on his own BBC show, filling in on a current affairs program. And it's very much like the old Alan Partridge, but it's very modern. So it would have been a great accompaniment to get cracking. They would have worked well sort of playing off each other. And it is delightful.
And if people don't know the original Alan Partridge, do you think they can get into it?
Yeah, it fits. It very much fits the British embarrassment style of comedy, just so excruciating. Or The Office, it's a bit like The Office. So this is, it's very much like Get Kraken, but the conceit is that the show is actually a real show, whereas Get Kraken, the conceit is, what is this show? This is obviously not airing. And it's all the behind the scenes as he's trying to jockey for a position. I know the writers have sort of thought we could bring him back because TV now, anyone can get on TV. The standard is so low. So the time is right for Alan Partridge to come back.
Where can people see it?
That's on ABC iView. It dropped quietly on Friday. So you've got 30 days to watch the 6 episodes on there.
And what else should we look out for this week on the TV?
Also on iView and broadcast on Friday nights on the ABC is the second series of Killing Eve, which was one of the big hits of last year. The second season of Employable Me, a great little factual series for the ABC.
The first season was tremendous. Powerful, I thought was great.
At 8:30. And the series that I've been cloying to bring back for about 35 years, Mastermind, comes back to SBS. Jennifer Byrne is the new... Why do you roll your eyes?
Well, that was until you told me Jennifer Byrne was going to be the host. That's all diff. That changes everything.
It's such a pure, good format that's been ripped off. I mean, you know, Hard Quiz is Mastermind with aggro and insults. So it'll be interesting to see how that works. 6 p.m. on SBS on weeknights.
The real deal with Jennifer Byrne.
Yeah,
okay.
It should be fun.
Michael, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michael Bodie, our regular TV guy. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 29 minutes to 9.